Ta-da. Good morning, everybody. It's time for a cup of coffee without Thompson, a special multi-part interview series about this special Thanksgiving show. Anyways, we're going to do some different stuff. So our guest now, our first guest was grandmother who came all the way to be on the show. And now our guest is Mama. Hello, Mama.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning. And are you recovered from your trip to Fan Turkey coma?
I guess. I don't know. I still woke up feeling very full today.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about this fantastic Thanksgiving that you were the backbone architect of?
Okay. I ordered a turkey from H Street Market. Gus over there is just awesome. And you can order turkeys from a local farm in Marin County. And the turkeys are free range and organic and, you know, have lovely little lives until they get their next rung.
How many pounds?
12.
12 pounders. So yeah. Not the biggest, but not a little one either. 12 pounds of turkey, that's serious bird.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, I mean, we don't have a huge oven. We didn't have a huge crowd. So it's a sizable amount, though.
And do tell us about the crowd.
Ah, the crowd. Well, we had Margaret Madden here. And
that's grandmother.
Yep. And we had Katrina and Jonathan and...
great people.
Yep. And Bearson.
Who's Bearson?
Bearson is this awesome woman that I met in a lovely little circumstance. You know, San Francisco is such a friendly city that if you ever catch somebody on the bus and neither of you have something on your ears or your nose in a book, you might strike up an interesting conversation. And so we struck up an interesting conversation, and it turns out that she moved here a few months ago from Turkey and worked for a TV station there doing interviews with a lot of musicians, and so we're in the same field. So, and she's taking classes at City College in the broadcasting department to get into the same business here. And so all of her roommates were going out of town, and I hate to see anybody alone for Thanksgiving. So we invited her over, and she brought over two very interesting Turkish dishes. Do you remember the name?
Shakshana and, I don't know, carrots and yogurt and stuff. It was really good. Yeah. They were both good. I hate eggplant, but that was delicious.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Which does not compute, but some special Turkish mojo there for sure. So today is the day of leftovers. What have you eaten so far?
Well, a little bit of everything that we had. So some turkey and cornbread dressing with a fantastic gravy in it.
Do tell us about what Thompson's preferences were. How was Thompson for Thanksgiving? Was he a gentleman? What do you think? Give us a review of Thompson's performance on Thanksgiving for his 40,000 listeners.
I think he was pretty fun on Thanksgiving. He did do a lot of screaming every time some adults were talking, but you know, what do you expect? You know, but he was pretty awesome. We hung out, and then we took the tricycle out for a spin. We all went for a walk in the park and threw around a light-up Frisbee.
Yeah, we had a good time on turkey.
What was his favorite part of Thanksgiving dinner? What did he eat the most of?
I think the meatballs that Katrina and Jonathan brought over. He's mad for the spicy meatballs.
He loves spicy meatballs. That's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, not too big of a fan of turkey. But he did love the eggplant dish. How do you say it again?
The shakshana.
Shakshana. You like the shakshana, huh?
Beep. Yeah, he's in an interesting mode right now. So we may or may not even have him on his own show for this particular Thanksgiving special.
Which means it may or may not get posted by Mama since I do that stuff. And
no, it'll go up. It's going to be posted. No, yeah, it's definitely going to go up.
It's out of my hands. Aha. Oh, he's giving me bad looks.
Anyways, so how have you enjoyed having your mother-in-law visit? Is it a typical mother-in-law situation?
I don't think so, because, well, I think Well, I don't know how other people feel, but my mother-in-law is charming and helpful and was so helpful with cooking all of this crazy stuff. And, you know, it's just nice to have around.
Or else we wouldn't. So it's not an arsenic and old lace situation where you're going to... Well, you know, that's how the old jokes about mother-in-laws go, you know. I got to say, I have great mother-in-laws, so I don't know. I mean, I hope you feel the same. I guess I think we got pretty lucky.
I do, too. I think, yeah. I think we got great moms.
Yep.
We got lots of great moms.
Well, any special shout-outs you want to give, as is our custom on the show?
I do. My sister, Tara, is coming into town, so shout-outs to Tara, and I hope that her travels go safely. And shout-outs to Linda, one of my other special moms, and Joe, another special mom. Got lots of moms, so. Who else? Shout-outs to Aunt Lori and Uncle Dave. Katrina and Jonathan and Beerson, thank you for a lovely Thanksgiving dinner. The company was fantastic. And I think the food was pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of thankfulness all through the house today and yesterday, for the last few days. It's been a really good bender. Oh, my grandmother wants to jump in on your show, on your portion of the show. She's got to do shout outs.
To Dave, who shot 2 deer yesterday in Texas. After hunting for months, and he shot 2 of them in one day. Hooray.
Congratulations on the venison haul. That's going to keep everybody. We expect deer sausage in the studio soon because it's delicious.
Can I have another shout-out?
Yeah.
Shout-outs to Lacey and Lev. Thank you, Lacey, for the tickets to the Dickens Fair. I do hope to take advantage of them, but somehow that wasn't in the cards today. But we'll save that for another story.
And we are out of time, part 2. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you.